Our scripture today comes from Acts chapter 12, verses 1 through 5. About that time, King Herod began to harass some who belonged to the church. He had James, John's brother, killed with a sword. When he saw that this pleased the Jews, he arrested Peter as well. This happened during the festival of unleavened bread. He put Peter in prison, handing him over to four squads of soldiers, 16 in all, who guarded him. He planned to charge him publicly after Passover. While Peter was held in prison, the church offered earnest prayers to God for him. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Last week, those who are reading through the New Testament again this year, we entered into the book of Acts a couple weeks ago. And last week, I started a series called Churched. And what I'm talking about is, as I'm preparing to move to the next church in just not too many weeks, Father's Day will be my last Sunday with you. As I'm preparing for that, it occurs to me there are some things about church and what I believe about church and what I think is important about church that I want you to know as I leave. And the book of Acts is all about the founding of the church. It's how the church got started and what were the important things that happened as the church was born. You see, at the very beginning of Acts, Jesus ascends into heaven. And as he ascends into heaven, he leaves the people in charge of running this thing called the church. Last week, as I talked about the church, I talked about the body of Christ, and I said that that we are, when we act like the church, when we do the things we're supposed to do, when we live as the followers of Jesus Christ together, we are the embodiment of Christ in the world. We are the physical manifestation of Jesus Christ in the world. That's important for us to know. That's important for us to take seriously. This week, I'm going to talk about the separation of church and state, or what is the relationship between church and government. As it's Memorial Day weekend, it seemed like a really good idea and a really bad idea at the same time. But we're going to see if we can't make it work. To begin with, you're going to get a history lesson. Aren't you excited you came to church for a history lesson? Everybody else heard about it, and they're not here. That's all the empty seats. I'm going to go through a history of Israel from about 726 to the time of the scripture that you read, 726 B.C., and I'm going to do it in just a few minutes. So in Israel, the kingdom had been divided into two parts prior to 726. The kingdom was in the north, was Israel, the northern territory, which included Galilee, where Jesus had a great amount of his ministry. And in the south was Judea, which included Jerusalem. And so you have these two kingdoms, Israel to the north and Judea to the south. And in 726, the Assyrian Empire sweeps down and wipes out the northern kingdom. And they cart off into slavery. They don't take everybody. What they do is they allow the people who have no influence and not likely to cause an insurrection, they leave them alone. But the people who are the leadership, the people with a name, and the people who are respected, the people who are leaders in both religion but also in government, they cart them off into slavery. It's called the exile. And it's followed in 587 by the Babylonians. They take over from the Assyrians, and they wipe out the southern kingdom of Judea and also exile so many people. Those two events in 726 and 587 B.C. Are recorded in many of the books of the Bible, including the prophets. And the prophets are clear that part of the reason why this is happening, a good reason, a great part of the reason why this is happening, is that the people in leadership have stopped following God, and God has stopped protecting them. That relationship has ended because the people have decided to go their own way. Their leadership has decided to go their own way. The Persian Empire comes into control around 538 BC, and Cyrus is one of those leaders of the Persian Empire. And Cyrus decides it's okay for the people who are enslaved up north in the area around Babylon, around modern-day Iraq. It's okay for them to go back to Jerusalem, back to build the city, the walled city of Jerusalem, and back to build eventually the temple. And part of that is accounted for in the books of Ezra and Nehemiah, but also some other books in the Bible. Somewhere around 300 B.C., and it's hard to know exactly when this took place because it's hard to date some of the books of the Bible because people weren't following the same calendar that we are today. But somewhere around 300 B.C., somewhere between 400 and 200, let's say, the Bible kind of goes silent. The people of Israel stopped hearing the voice of God. Prophets stopped proclaiming God's word, at least in the way that they had before. And so the Hebrew people, who give us what we know as the Old Testament, the Hebrew people stop compiling books in that era. God is silent until God speaks again in Jesus Christ. Now, history doesn't stop. Things are happening at this time. For instance, after the Persian Empire, Alexander the Great defeats the Persians and establishes the Hellenistic Empire, the Greek, Hellenistic and Greek, it's the same thing. So the Greeks begin to control a wide, huge area under Alexander the Great. Now, Alexander the Great's own teacher was Aristotle. And so Alexander had such a deep love for learning. And part of what he would do was when he would overrun a territory, he wouldn't wipe out their culture. He'd seek to learn from it. And there was this pluralism that takes place. And while Alexander does install the gods of the Greeks into those territories, he also allows for the worship for the indigenous people, including the Jews, as he overruns the territory that includes Jerusalem. Upon his death, somewhere around 323 B.C., the Ptolemies take over the area around Jerusalem. Upon Alexander the Great's death, his kingdom divides into several pieces, and the Ptolemies out of Egypt take control of the area near Jerusalem and in Jerusalem. And they are friendly toward the Jews. They allow them to worship in the way that they feel called to worship. But eventually the Seleucid Empire conquers all. And everything comes again under the one rule of the Seleucids out of Rome. And Jerusalem is under that rule. And they were a brutal people. They forced their pagan religion on the Jews, so much so that one of them, a man by the name of Antiochus Epiphanes, goes into the Hebrew temple and sacrifices a pig on the altar. That's a big deal. The Jews didn't eat pork. A pig was considered unclean, and to sacrifice a pig